You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now.
And you can get live pricing on all home appliances
at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
Good morning, Coasties. Oh,
hello, everybody.
Good morning. It's great to be here on a Friday.
Yeah, except it's a Tuesday.
I know, I'm just saying it's great to be here when it's Friday. You know, it's great because...
You're struggling this morning, aren't you?
No, a little bit. I set my alarm clock back to last Friday. So I'm here last week now.
You're time traveling.
I got that whole...
Oh, no.
Bless you, sir.
Hang on, a couple of sneezes. Are you getting sick? Oh, and another one.
What are you doing?
Oh, are you all right, mate? Oh, no. Oh, he's gone again.
Oh. What's the record?
I'm allergic to radio.
he's going for number five.
Akmal.
Okay, we better play a song.
Hey, you get, okay, well, look, today's show, lots going on.
What a start. In next break, I'll be vomiting.
You know what? This is the best show we've ever done.
Ever. Ever.
So far. Four sneezes, can't top
five.
That.
You had five. Yeah. I counted five.
Let's see, other shows do that.
Yeah, we did five sneezes on this show.
They try hard, can't even come close.
Look, Lionel Richie tickets. He's coming to the coast. We've got tickets to give away. The only way you can win them, though, is be part of our club. Yeah. 2GFM.com.au.
He sneezes for 4 hours on stage.
That's right.
Lionel.
All night long.
That would be very, very impressive. Also, Akmal, you've got a story about when you were travelling once, and it's quite horrific.
It's actually really confronting, but you've got to share it because it's pretty full on.
I wish there were cameras there.
Mm.
You know, I wish I'd been on TV doing it because people won't believe me.
Well, I'm kind of glad there wasn't, if I'm honest with you, but we'll find out more about it later.
Yes, yes. We'll find out all the details later.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
There's something very, very unfortunate that's happened for a Sydney cricket team.
Mm.
Now, they won their grand final on the weekend. That's not the unfortunate part.
That's the fortunate part.
That's the fortunate part. They're called the Gladesville Rissoles, the RSL cricket team. Gladesville. Mm. Where's Gladesville?
It's near Ryde.
Okay.
Sort of northwest.
Northwest, righto. Well, the Gladesville Rissoles cricket team won their grand final and they were just on top of the world. You can imagine the celebrations.
Mm.
They were just, you know, on fire and they decided...
They're on fire. That's big celebrations.
Well, it was, yeah.
It can go horribly wrong. Celebrate responsibly.
You know what they did, Akmal? They did that classic thing that a lot of guys will do at this moment and they went and got a... tattoo.
A tattoo,
right? So they went out, they partied, they all got tattoos, matching tattoos, and then they woke up the next day to the scandal that
was. What tattoo did they get?
Okay, are you ready? They got HGIC tattooed on their bodies. HGIC.
Yeah,
HGIC. Do you know what it stands for?
Tell me, no, please. Come on. Or keep me in suspense. Just
how good is cricket?
How good is cricket?
Stands for how good is cricket. Oh. And then they woke up to the news.
Yeah, of it's the not
ball,
too bad.
Of the ball tampering. No, they're all disgraced. They're all outraged like the rest of the country. They're absolutely disgusted. But and now they're stuck with a tattoo that says how good is cricket.
No, it would have been more disappointing, more of a disaster if they had, say, a tattooed Steve Smith on their chest.
True.
Or David Warner. But, you know, cricket is not to blame. It's like, you know...
Yeah, but how good is cricket on a day where cricket is not good?
No, cricket, well, they won the grand final. They can't be negative about these things. People cheat. People have cheated throughout history, and they've done quite well,
some
of them.
Yeah, but the team got together and had a meeting and talked about cheating. It's like cheating on neck level.
No, what about George Bush cheating to get into the presidency? That's bigger than that. Huh? He did some ball tampering of his own. And he won the election. Imagine if you had George Bush tattooed on your neck.
Somebody probably does.
I'm sure someone does.
There is somebody in the world that's definitely... Anyway,
give us a call if you got George Bush on your neck.
I really do feel sorry for the Gladesville Rissoles who woke up with how good is cricket.
Get over it, boys.
Cricket
is not to blame.
Why don't they cross out the E's and put R and then add an S and it's how good are crickets and then they could just get a little cricket tattooed and then they could be like bug lovers.
Yeah.
How good are crickets?
How good is cricket? No, but if you know, pe- people put their heroes on there, and then their heroes disgrace themselves, and then what do you do?
Exactly.
You know,
if you got Bill Cosby or...
Bill Cosby,
You know, that would be disappointing.
If only you had some kind of laser that could get rid of all this.
Oh, Widow, there is a laser.
Yes.
Funny you should say that, Widow.
But we're not doing the ad for them right now.
No, we aren't.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I love a happy ending.
I like a happy ending too. Let's have a happy ending together.
Happy ending.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this opener, but anyways, 4-3-2-4-4-4-4. Call right now to play Mandy's game.
Now, this game is where we give you a little grab of the end of a song, which I love, those big endings, the chords, the riffs, the drum beats. You identify the song, win yourself a prize. Couldn't be easier. Welcome, Angela from Holgate.
Hello, good morning.
How are we today?
Oh, well, a little bit tired. My eyes are still open, though.
Yep, good. That's the start when your eyes are open.
Yeah. You don't really need it for this competition.
No,
you can have it fully closed.
That's right, but
I've got mine closed. You
might need your eyes open for driving or something like that.
Yes.
Okay, let's play you the end of the song. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Look, it is a little easy today, but what is it, Angela?
Well, I think it's In Excess with Mystify.
Yes, you are correct. Oh, welcome. You just had a happy ending. How do you feel?
Oh, I haven't had one of them for a while.
Right. Well, welcome. Welcome.
I like Angela.
You like Angela? You like providing those happy endings for people?
No, I like her attitude. I like her attitude.
Oh, no.
Angela.
First
thing in the morning too, that's great.
Angela, you got a double pass to Sherlock Gnomes. Join Cinebuzz and earn free movies only at Event Cinemas Tuggerah, and we'll give you some nuts too.
Yeah, so Mandy and Akmal, limited edition.
A gigantic bag of nuts. You never need to buy nuts ever again.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you, Ange. Also, a shout-out to Julie from Copa and Macca from Wyoming. We're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal nuts as well. Thank you for joining in this morning, even though you were just not quite quick enough on the button there.
I think this game can stick around.
Good, yay! I've got Widow's approval. Hooray!
Akmal?
You don't need my approval, but, you know, I'm all for anything you come up with because it's always fascinating and brilliant and very entertaining.
Good.
That's what I
see?
Just... Yeah.
Excellent.
No.
I've got the team seal of approval. Happy endings is staying. That means we get a happy ending at least once a week.
There you go.
Got to be happy with that.
There you go.
A regular happy ending.
There's going to be an unhappy ending to your career soon.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Good morning to all the Facebook Live people who have just joined us. We're going live on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's great to have you with us this early in the morning. It's fantastic.
What are you doing up? Get back to bed.
My mum watched...
We have to do this.
My mum reckons that we thought we were in separate studios because she was watching the Facebook videos and she thought we were in separate... But we're not. We're in this... Look, we can actually touch each other. Ready? Does this work?
Maybe your mum is implying that we should be in separate...
Maybe she is.
Are you... With him, like, can he touch you? Well, he hasn't touched me yet.
No, she thinks you're lovely. She thinks you're lovely.
Yeah, I think she's lovely.
What's not lovely is a new law that could be affecting Queenslanders. This is pretty crazy. They have to start wearing pants.
Yeah. It's not a bad law.
And they have to stop going up at the end of sentences.
Mm.
Isn't that what Queenslanders do? They go up at the end of sentences?
Do they? I don't know. No, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? They've got that funny twang.
It's insecurity. That's what it is. Because they're questioning everything they say.
Yeah.
And they're questioning their lives. Because, you know, if you lived in Rockhampton, you'd have to question your life every day.
Stop it. There's lovely people in Rockhampton.
No, I didn't say anything about them being people, you know, being not nice people. But I can't vouch for everyone who lives there.
Okay.
I'm sure there are some dickheads as well. Some idiots.
Well, you know what? There's a really terrible law going to come in to Queenslanders, wherever you are across the state.
Yes.
And the fine for this particular thing is $2,500. That's not a small fine. That's a large fine.
That's nothing to be sneezed
at. That's nothing to be sneezed at.
Although I sneezed this morning at nothing.
You did. You had a lot of sneezes this morning. Don't
a lot
sneeze
of snot.
On me.
No, I won't.
This is for... $2,523 you could be fined for not collecting your wheelie bin and bringing it off the curb within 24 hours of it being emptied.
That's pretty savage. Where do we live, in North Korea?
I know.
What's going on?
What if you go away for the weekend?
And this is just for the wheelie bin. It's not
just
like
the wheelie bin.
If you don't have like a dead body in the wheelie bin.
No.
You get extra. No, just the wheelie bin.
No illicit
by itself.
Substances or anything in the
Nothing
wheelie bin.
Nothing in the wheelie bin.
If you haven't dragged that wheelie bin onto your property, $2,523.
Who came up with this? Some fascist
council.
Yes. My advice to Queenslanders is get the hell out of Queensland. If everyone left, it'd be empty.
Yeah.
And they
now what are you going to do with your wheelie bins?
Yeah. Stick exactly. your wheelie bins. Yep. Yep.
All right. Mm. Careful.
Easy.
But what I find fascinating about this is like a road fine for speeding. So say you were doing 30 Ks over the speed limit. Which is significant, right?
Yeah, hypothetically. I would never do that.
No, we would never do that.
I'd drive responsibly.
That's right.
Yes.
But 30 Ks over the speed limit's quite a lot. You would get fined $880.
Oh, yeah.
But leaving your wheelie bin out, you get fined $2,523.
What if you're driving at 30 kilometres over the speed limit with a wheelie bin dragging behind you? In the car. That's an expensive day.
What if you were riding a wheelie bin? I've seen that too.
You're riding a wheelie bin over 30 kilometres an hour down the highway.
Now we're just getting very confused.
No, but that's
but what's next? What's next? Are they going to come and tell us that our washing's been on the line too long and they're going to fine us for that? Are they going to fine us for wearing our jeans too long? You know, you've been wearing those jeans for more than 4 days. We're going to fine you for that.
No, let's rise up against the government.
Yes.
As long as it's not too early.
I need
to sleep in.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, I'm happy to rise up, but you know,
just give it an hour.
And not on State of Origin night. You know, I'm all for revolutions, but you know, if it's convenient.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
What a way to start your day, Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Were you ever a cheerleader at school?
No,
you never did that.
I don't think it was really available. Like, it wasn't around.
It wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing when I was growing up because, thankfully, because I went to an all boys school.
Yeah.
No female teachers even, so it would have looked weird.
Mm.
And the whole concept is really weird.
I find the concept a bit weird, the whole cheerleading thing.
I would have thought that's a thing of the past.
Same.
You know, that's a thing for, you know.
It's big in America, though. Although we've got teams, I think basketball has cheerleaders here.
Well, basketball is an American thing.
Yeah,
we get most of the players are American, and they love sexy ladies to distract from how boring the game really is.
Yeah.
I think. Is that what it is? Because we don't have cheerleaders in cricket. Why do we have cheerleaders in cricket?
I know, it's an odd thing.
They wouldn't have cheated if there was some...
They happen for the NRL too, I think.
They would not have cheated if there was like some sexy girls with big bosoms. And
I don't think it was always about the sexiness. It was about cheering and helping the crowd get into the game and make them excited.
Well, maybe it's not to you, Mr. Sensible, but for most hot-blooded people, you know, generally, that, you know, it's eye candy, I guess, most of the time, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Would you say?
Yeah, but I also think Widow is right. I think traditionally cheerleaders are there to sort of support, and their uniforms weren't as risque as they are now back years ago. They were quite modest uniforms
years ago.
In the 50s, cheerleaders had sweaters and.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they weren't these big...
But they were
risque
by 50s standards, you know, like, you know, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it is quite slightly sexist. I would have thought you would be, you know...
What?
Against this whole...
No, I am. I don't think there's any need for cheerleaders. I don't think we need cheerleaders for sports. I think
could be a good cheerleader.
Acrobatics, maybe, or, you know, some
skill.
Some dancing,
based.
But, you know, yeah, but skill-based and entertainment-based.
Not just look at my boots, everyone. It's half-time.
Yes.
Well, there's one cheerleader in the Adelaide 36ers which is refusing to go and dance and perform in the finals because she's not going to get paid.
She's not going to get paid. They're saying, listen, you don't really, you know, you don't contribute much to the game except people, you know, like you and they cheer.
Is she striking?
Yeah, they're all striking.
Oh, they're all striking?
Yeah, they're striking.
That's great.
It. We will not dance.
Yeah, good.
Mm.
Yeah, good. Hold your ground, ladies.
And you know what difference it made to the game? None. None whatsoever.
No one
noticed.
But, you know, I get sick of people saying, oh, you're a dancer, you can just do it for free, or you're a creative person, you can just... Akmal, just write us a little thing about something. You know what I mean? Like, people just expect it because you're a creative person.
You know what I hate?
You know?
Come and do my birthday.
Yeah.
You know, as if that's something. Oh, can I really?
Yeah.
Can I come and perform at your birthday?
Can I work at your birthday?
Like a monkey?
Yeah.
You want me to dance for you like a monkey? Yeah. I still do it.
I suppose a good thing about the cheerleaders going on strike is they've probably got some pretty good chants going, you know?
Like what?
You know, like, give me a...
So you caused this.
I know.
You put yourself in the spotlight and now you can't get out of it.
No, I did have a chant and I've forgotten it
Maybe
now.
After the break, come back with a chant.
No more pain, no more gain.
You're not going to see my face again. I'm out of here. See you later.
He's the cheerleader out of the three of us.
I'd love to see him in a skirt and a G-string.
Oh, no.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
I got strip searched in New Zealand.
Oh, God.
Yes. I was going to Christchurch to do a show because... because I'm traveling tomorrow. I'm going to Melbourne for the Comedy Festival.
The Melbourne Comedy Festival, which will be fantastic. So you're heading up to Melbourne. Yeah.
Yes, hopefully it'll be fantastic. But who knows? Mm. Basically, it just reminded me to be extra careful. If you're traveling, be extra careful. Check your pockets. Mm. Someone might have slipped something in there that is illegal or will get you in trouble. And you'll say, that's not mine. Yeah, sure, it's not. Mm. They're never going to believe you. I had nothing on because I'm not an idiot, but I was traveling and I got to Christchurch. I mean, Christchurch, not even Auckland. Your widow, you listening?
Yeah.
I need to talk to you as well.
Okay, sorry.
Because I'm going to be asking questions. He was drifting. Did you see that?
He was drifting. Oh, God, widow. Come on. Snap into it, buddy.
Sorry, guys.
It's
Tuesday morning. Let's go.
ADHD, that's what he's got.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
You landed in Christchurch.
He hasn't taken his Ritalin.
All right, you landed in Christchurch. Yes. Tell us the story. What happened?
Yes, thank you. Well, so I get off at the airport and, not thinking anything of it. I mean, Christchurch, man, it's not like, you're not going to Istanbul.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not Saudi Arabia. It's not Riyadh.
But they all have to have their security. Each airport has to have its security.
But it's New Zealand. It could just be a guy saying, you got anything? And you say, no, go. And then in you get. Enjoy New Zealand.
But because Australia and New Zealand are islands, we do have some of the strictest border security in the world, Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, yes. He said that with such authority, didn't he? Yes. I get out at the airport and this little beagle dog comes straight for my leg. He's just sniffing around my shoe, my leg, and I'm like an idiot. I'm patting the dog. Because they look cute. You know, they've got the big floppy ears.
Only you. Everyone else would just go, security dog, get away from me.
No, I knew I was innocent, right?
Yeah.
And the security guard comes up to me and says, excuse me, sir, they checked my bag first. And he said, we're gonna have to conduct the strip search.
Were you panicking? I would have just died.
No, because I knew I had nothing on me. You know, at least I was 99% sure, right? I thought, no, I'm not. I'm okay. And I said, come on, man, don't strip search me. Just search my pockets. I got nothing. I'm not an idiot. And he says to me, he goes, well, sir, our dogs are really accurate. And this one, pointing at the dog, was really keen on you. And the next thing
Did you say it's because I was patting him and making a fuss of him and saying hello to him? That's why he was keen on you.
Yeah, I know that at the time, you never think about it till afterwards. And the next thing I know, I'm completely naked, bending over, and two big Maori security officers behind me. And the dog who's keen on me is there as well, looking at me.
Oh, my God.
Looking at my anus. I had to bend over and spread the cheeks.
Oh, my God. Did they say to you to spread your cheeks?
Yes, they said spread the cheeks. That's exactly what they said. And I had to obey. I had to do this is might be a little bit gross for this time of the morning, but I'm going to tell you. I had to bend over, grab my scrotum and pull it.
Oh, my pull it towards God. This is horrendous.
I know.
This is a strip search. They literally check your whole body to see if anything is on you.
Oh, this is distressing.
Because you don't know. I could be carrying a kilo just between my scrotum of something. It happens all the time. People go, it took like an hour.
That's full on.
Yeah. And you know the funniest part? Well, this is the absolute truth. I'm like bending over like this. I'm completely nude. There's two guys behind me. By that stage, the guy knew that I had nothing and he's trying to be nice. You know, I'm kind of really angry. And he's looking, I'm bending over naked and he says to me, So, have you had a good day? I said, it's a great day. Is this like a Maori welcome?
Yeah.
Is this like a traditional welcome?
Well, the moral of the story here, mate, is don't go to New Zealand. Don't pat the drug dog.
Don't pat the yes, that's a good message.
Wow,
too.
That's full on. I feel like I need a cup of tea and a lie down after that.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Commonwealth Games. How do we feel about the Commonwealth Games, guys?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's good?
Yeah, I like the Commonwealth Games.
There's a little bit of meh about it, isn't there?
Yeah, the Queen is in charge of the Commonwealth Games. Yes. She won't be participating this year.
Who are they sending? They're sending someone. Is it William?
Yeah, William.
Are they sending William or are they sending Harry?
He's doing the hurdles. apparently. But he's been drug tested.
Imagine the royal relay. That'd be great. And Harry hands the baton to Prince William, who hands the baton to Prince Meghan Philip. Markle.
Prince Philip is doing the pole vaulting. He's up. He's up. Oh, he's done it. They'll do it
that's
too.
That's fantastic. Because, imagine the Queen doing a shot put.
Yeah.
Or a discus or something.
I'd like to see the Queen do a shot put.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'd like to see before I die.
Yeah.
Come on, Your Majesty. Just spin around. That's right. Oh, yeah. And she but she has to give urine.
Test. She has to do the urine test just like everybody else. Well, the Commonwealth Games, of course, next month happening here in Australia, in Queensland. Everyone's getting fired up. I do know some people from the coast that are going to the Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
I don't know. I think the Commonwealth Games is losing its...
It's mystique, isn't it? Yes. Why is that?
I don't know. I think the Olympics has sort of taken over as the premier sporting event.
Yeah, it's bigger.
It's bigger it's on a grander scale. You get to compete against China and America and
Commonwealth Games,
big countries.
Yeah, and you know, Married at First Sight is on. You know, I could go watch the Commonwealth Games, but this is a different type of sport, isn't it?
It is. Mm. Well, the Commonwealth Games, obviously a lot of security is required around these big events with lots and lots of people, but the police over in Queensland they've got the help of a Sydney-based security firm called Drone Shield.
Oh, Drone Shield, yeah.
You know them well?
Yeah.
They use technology to stop drones from flying above events and crowds, taking footage illegally, and also, they want to make sure that there are no drones, unsanctioned drones, around the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
And so they actually sort of interrupt the feed between the drone operator and the drone. So they, instead of shooting it down with bullets or whatever, they bring them down by cutting the signal between the drone and its operator, which I find really interesting. And they can also scramble the video feed so that the drone, if it's filming, can't broadcast.
So, you know,
are we living in the future? This feels like we're in some sort of weird sci-fi movie,
No, we're living in the present.
We're living in the present, but the future it feels like, it's impossible. We've got drones and we've got signal scrambling police people.
And it's shaped like a gun too. It's a gun that shoots some kind of ray thing.
It's a ray gun.
It's kind of futuristic.
It's a ray gun.
It's probably a gun.
When do we get to start wearing Litex and sort of special space kind of outfits?
This Wednesday. You're invited.
I might be sick for that. Tom.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
You're heading off to Melbourne tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you know the Flinders Street Station, the dome that's on the Flinders Street Station?
I do. I know Melbourne very well.
Do you?
And Melbourne knows me very well.
Good. Well, that's good. You'll have a good time. But the Flinders Street Station, have a look at it when you go tomorrow.
I will.
They're actually cleaning it for the first time in over 100 years.
God,
so that dome, they cleaned off, get this, 10 tons of pigeon poo.
Oh, yeah.
10 tons.
Wow.
Think about what 10 tons looks like.
Must have been a big pigeon. No.
It's 100 years of pigeon poo.
100 years of pigeon poo.
And they hadn't cleaned it in that line. No, it's a gross thought. I apologise for that thought, but it's fascinating, isn't it?
That poo should be protected by the National Trust.
Yeah,
that's over 100 years old. Don't touch that poo.
I wonder if the pigeon poo got a telegram from the Queen.
That's heritage. Yeah, via pigeon.
Well, this is what I want to ask. And I know this is a crazy question.
Oh, no. Really? From you? I never would have thought.
But
you're Captain Sensible.
This stuff fascinates me, right?
Yes.
I want to see if anybody on the Central Coast has homing pigeons. I'm fascinated by homing pigeons.
Really?
I am. I want to know how it works. Well. I can't even train my dog to sit, and yet people have trained a bird with their brain the size of a 20-cent piece to fly from one place to another and deliver a message. I find it fascinating. I find it intriguing. I want to know if anyone has a pigeon.
Yes.
A homing pigeon.
What about a fax machine?
Coast. A fax machine? No. They can't fly.
No.
Do you know there was a pigeon in World War II that got awarded the Purple Heart Medal?
Yeah, and
it was so brave, it got the message to everybody about this attack that was happening.
But it died seconds after they pinned it to its chest.
Stop it.
It bled to death. Idiots, they should have thought about that.
Oh, you got some pigeon sound effects.
I love pigeons, yeah.
Okay, so...
I do, because I reckon with all the land around the Central Coast, there's properties in Mardi, there's properties in Matcham and stuff. People definitely Somebody knows somebody knows somebody who has homing pigeons on the coast. There's got to be.
This is one of the weirdest things we've ever done.
I know, well, but what I would actually love is to have a homing pigeon race on the coast. That's my goal, but I know that's a long way away.
Why don't we stick a drone to the bird and then see where it goes and just follow it? That would be, the homing pigeon drone film festival.
What if we had a drone versus pigeon race? Drones versus pigeon.
Okay, all right.
That would be awesome.
Let's not get too carried away.
That's a good film. Drone versus pigeons, part two.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so somebody knows somebody. If you know somebody...
Who knows somebody
that maybe trains homing pigeons.
Yeah, we need some.
Can you give us a call? I really want to get somebody who has homing pigeons to call the show. And I will be a little bit sad if it doesn't happen.
All right, well, make Mandy's day.
You got homing pigeons?
Yeah, good. That's exactly what I want.
Are you happy now?
Yes. Please, call the show if you have a homing pigeon.
Okay, please make Mandy's day to help us all out. 4324444.
That's the number.
Yeah, we'll give you a prize.
We'll give you 2 kilos of pigeon poo.
No, we won't.
Which is good. It's good for the plants, apparently.
We have had a call from Grant in Lake Munmura. Now, we're talking about these homing pigeons, and you've got a story, Grant.
Well, my grandfather passed away. He had homing pigeons back in Sydney, and my dad sold them once, and we come back a couple of months later to do the lawns and tidy up, and all the pigeons were back. So he sold them again, and they come back again a couple of months later. So, yeah, we sold them 3 times in total.
So are you joking? Are you making this up, or is this true?
No, it's true.
Oh, that's amazing. Of course, they would go home. That makes perfect sense.
It's in the name, homing pigeons.
Grant, that's amazing. What a great story.
Mm. The theory was whoever bought them clipped their wings and let them run around their yard so they acclimatised to where they were going.
Right.
But apparently, my grandfather's pigeons were that good that they just kept coming back.
Oh, Grant, we're going to give you an Easter egg pack. Thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. And you have a lovely long weekend.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, animals get extinct all the time, and it's tragic. It's really sad.
We heard only last week, I think, that the northern black rhino became extinct.
Is no more.
I know. What are we going to do? Isn't that sad?
I used to love going to Africa and saying, look, there's the northern black rhino. And I can't do that now unless it's in a picture or somewhere. But also other animals that I grew up with and love and have a strong attachment to are being extinct. The paddle pop lion. I remember the paddle pop lion coming to Punch Bowl where I grew up.
The character, the mascot? The guy in the suit?
At the time, I believed it was a real lion.
Okay.
And I was really excited and I waited for him and waited on a Saturday morning and he arrived with this girl in this funky kind of car and he got out. And the kids, who were thugs at the time, attacked the paddle pop lion with plastic forks.
Oh, no.
They were giving him the finger, and he was kicking the kids and swearing.
Oh,
that's
no.
not allowed.
No, that's not cool.
No, but you can understand it.
Well, it's not cool for anybody.
It's a hot day. He's in a suit. He's sweating, and these little monsters are poking him. And he's kicking them, and he's saying, F off.
Oh,
F-up, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Really. I mean, I still
it does sound pretty funny.
I still remember that and just giggle to myself.
Why, though, is the paddle pop lion becoming extinct?
Because, it's not just the paddle pop lion. It's the Cocoa Pops monkey. Remember?
Yeah.
Just like a chocolate milkshake,
only crunchy.
Yeah.
That one.
That sounds like a complete breakfast for a growing child.
Mm.
Give them chocolate. And the Fruit Loops. Remember the Fruit Loop?
The toucan.
The toucan get diabetes.
Yes.
You too can get diabetes.
You too can.
It was basically lollies with milk.
Yeah, I know.
Lollies with milk in the morning.
I know.
So they're saying that the kids are getting fatter. Apparently our kids are getting fatter.
Well, we kind of have known this for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obesity, childhood obesity is a problem.
That's right.
What do they want to do with the mascots?
Well, they think the mascots are the reason why kids are getting fat. Not the sugar that's in the boxes of cereals.
Yeah.
So they're getting rid of the mascots. Poor mascots. They have nothing to do with it.
What about the kookaburra for the Paul's Billabong?
Get your laughing gear around the Paul's Billabong. I love that.
Get rid of him as well.
What's happened to the? Well, I don't think. I think he's been extinct for a while.
Okay.
Which is not
a bad.
What
are they going to do with all these mascots? They're just going to herd them into a room, or what? They're going to put them on an island or something?
Maybe they're going to put them on an island, and they can figure out something.
Fight it out.
Yeah, but the kids will still get fat. Kids are getting fatter.
Well, my money's on the paddle pop lion. If there was a fight, if there was a fight between the paddle pop lion and the toucan on an island, if it was like Survivor the mascots,
The toucan money's can on fly.
The toucan can fly.
You do realize they're cartoon.
Yeah.
What a way to start your day, Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I might need some support in a minute because, guys, I'm hoping this is a safe space.
Oh yeah, this is safe.
And and I know the Aussie cricket team have come out and they've bravely been honest and they've told everybody that they've been cheating. And
yeah, well,
it's not great. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
They couldn't be dishonest to say no, he didn't film me doing that. That was someone else that looked like me.
They were caught.
Another guy dressed up as Dave Warner just impersonated me and fiddled with my ball, and it wasn't me. Yeah, right.
Well, I'd just like to, I know Matt's listening right now, and I'm sorry about this, Matt. I'm deeply, ashamed, but I've been cheating on you, and I think it's time to just come out and say it.
Yeah, sorry, Matt. I'm involved.
Well, you are not.
I think I am. Be honest now. Okay. Just admit it.
Matt and I have a pact that we will watch The Crown together on Netflix, and the other day I skipped ahead one episode and I haven't told him about it, and he's now on a different episode to me, and I feel like I've ruined everything. And I mean, how is this ever? We had a pact. We told each other we were going to wait for each other. The trust has been broken.
Just leave him now. That's the only solution, is just leave him and just you go on to your separate life and just, let him watch whatever show he wants, and you can find someone who will keep up with you with the episode, right? Like because that's it. I can't think of any other solution. Just think of me as Dr. Phil.
Okay, thanks. Trust me. Akmal. So you think I've just got to move on?
Just move on. Once you've done that, that's it. There's no. And he'll know too.
I know he will.
He'll know.
Because I'll know the whole episode. If we sit down and watch it again, I'll be bored and I'll know what's going to happen and I can't help myself. Oh, this is what happens here.
How did you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to admit it.
I know.
And then it's too late. That's it.
So. I don't think you're alone in this, Mandy. I think lots of people like this. At the moment, my wife is in Wagga, and I've got lots of stuff recorded on Foxtel that we watch together. I can't watch any of it until she finally moves up.
Yeah, but you're being true.
Yeah, he's
being
faithful.
You're saving yourself. Mm. You're being faithful.
Did you watch it with someone else?
No, just on my own on the couch. So me and Frankie the dog. We just sat.
Frankie
was there.
So you cheated with Frankie.
Well, yeah, we all cheated on Matt. Mm. I mean, I'm not proud, guys. I'm not proud, but I'm coming out and I'm being honest
happened.
About
it. Hey, what's happened has happened.
Okay.
It's in the past now.
Okay, all right.
Move on.
All right.
Let him carry on with his life and watch whatever shows he wants, and you can have a Netflix subscription with a new man. That's the only solution. Hey,
Matt pays for it.
He can continue to pay for it. Just call it, your dog's, think of it as child support. Say, I need dog food.
You know what would make me feel really good right now is if we could just come together as a group, and if there's any other Netflix cheaters out there, we could just sort of have a Netflix Cheaters Anonymous.
Mm.
If you could give us a call, I mean, I'm sure I'd be able to find a prize for you or something, but just join me because I feel a little bit alone right now, but I'm hoping I'm not the only one that's done this, and I think if we come together at Netflix.
And what if you were the only one who's done this?
No, I'm sure I'm not.
But what if you are? Would you feel worse?
I would feel worse.
It doesn't matter.
And I have to say, I've learnt my lesson. I'm prepared for the consequences. I'm not going to shy away from the consequences.
No, yeah, look, there's redemption.
Okay.
There's redemption. Just stop watching Netflix for a year.
Okay, well, right now, we're asking you to join Netflix Cheaters Anonymous. If this is you, give us a call. It's
They're
a safe
not even
space.
English. They're not even English.
Paul
They're
from
German.
Narara. Paul, hello.
You don't care, do you?
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm a Netflix cheater too.
Oh, Paul, thank you. Safe space, mate. Safe space. Tell us what have you been doing?
The whole season of Iron Fist and Jessica Jones, because I got sick of waiting for my wife and 23-year-old daughter. Mm. And guess what? They want to binge them this weekend.
Right, and you're going to be on the outer because you've already done it.
Do they know?
We started last night, and they got annoyed because I was sitting there playing games on my phone, and it's like, oh, but I thought you wanted to watch this. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, so... Mm. Don't do it.
So they don't know yet.
No, and they're both on the train, so they won't be listening to this either.
That's good.
Your secret's safe with us, Paul.
My advice to you, Paul, is just deny. Wasn't me.
Deny what?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well done. You're onto it.
Paul, it's a safe space. We've got a 12-step program for you. Just stay there. We'll give you all the details.
And we're going to get you a 2GO Easter egg pack. All right, thanks, mate.
Thanks very much.
No worries, buddy. Have a great weekend.
That's what we do on this station. We reward cheating. We reward infidelity.
Well,
give us a call if you're cheated and we'll give you a prize.
His wife and daughter could be listening on the train because they might have the 2GO app.
This is true. Just saying, Paul.
Yeah.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.
This weekend, we're going to be hearing from this guy.
Yeah, Lionel Richie coming right here to the Central Coast, playing at the stadium.
And he's coming and he's bringing his afro hair.
Yes. Well, he's kind of got a short afro these days.
Yeah, short afro. But, you know, at least he has hair at his age. I'm jealous because I used to have hair like Lionel. And I used to be,
when he was with the Commodores, did he have a big afro?
Yeah, when he was with the Commodores, but now, Holden doesn't make the cars anymore, so you with me?
You can catch Lionel Richie with special guest Sheikra featuring Nile Rodgers at Central Coast Stadium, 31st of March 2018. Tickets available at ticketek.com.au, or you can become a member of our club, 2gofm.com.au, and we could be calling you to let you know you want some tickets.
We're doing that right now. We have, I believe, Barbara from Terrigal on the line. How are you today, Barb?
I'm awesome, thank you. How are you? I've had you guys on the radio all morning. I can't believe this.
You are right, Barbs. Thank you for that.
We've been waiting for your call, Barbara.
Have you, Akmal?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm just delighted to hear and talk to you. You're amazing. I love you. You're great.
I love you too.
That's nice. Well, Barbara, we've actually called you because you signed up to become a 2GO club member, which we think is fantastic. So we are going to send you to Lionel Richie.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Thank you. Oh, that's awesome.
It's two tickets. We're sending you. You can even take someone as well.
Can I? Oh, yes. That's great. My partner. I'll take my partner. He'll love it. Mm. We're very 70s and 80s music tragic. So we're going to love it.
Well, you're going to have a ball. Have a fantastic long weekend. See you at Lionel Richie.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, guys. It's amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great time. And look, you actually do have another chance to win tickets later today because Mickey D and Bob, they've got some to give away later on throughout the day too. All right. Yeah. So make sure you become a member right now, 2gofm.com.au.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I'm a big fan of Vegemite. I've always liked it. Mm. Always enjoyed it. I come from a culture that doesn't have Vegemite. Yes, I remember that.
Yes. So cute.
But yeah, did you listen to this? Did it make you want to eat more Vegemite?
Yes. I don't need any excuse to want to eat more Vegemite. Mm. My parents found it really weird when they first arrived.
Yeah.
My dad thought he said, this is not something you eat. This is something you use to fix your car.
Mm.
That's what he thought.
Well, it's funny because my dad...
I don't know how he fixed his car.
My dad's an immigrant too, right? And in Holland, they had a very thick sweet spread that looked like Vegemite. And so when he got to Australia, he thought it was this beautiful sweet apple spread. And he put it on really thick. Thickly bit into it and choked because it was salty and not at all what he was expecting, and he's never touched Vegemite since.
And he survived it?
He survived it.
Because, you know, the Dutch, they do partake in certain things that give you the munchies.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Not all Dutch people don't. Stereotype Dutch
Some people do, but what they've started to do...
I'm going to generalise and say all Dutch people smack marijuana at some point.
That's not true.
Right.
What they've started to do, though, is they're putting Vegemite in hot cross buns.
That's right.
Because are they doing just the cross in Vegemite, or is it going in
the
bun?
Well, it's fruit-free buns, and they're doing the cross with Vegemite, and then the Vegemite's infused in the dough.
It's infused.
Right,
that's
infused
the word.
Infused in the dough.
Infused. It's what Jesus would have wanted. Mm. We ran it by Jesus, and he said, yes, it's fine. You can celebrate my crucifixion with Vegemite. Because it's bitter. You don't want sweet. It's something that is,
It's salty.
It's salty and it's bitter.
Yeah.
Like he would have felt.
You know what? I've got a jar in my cupboard from 2009 because I keep thinking it's going to be worth some money.
A jar of what?
Vegemite 2.0.
Yeah, I remember that.
I bought some Vegemite 2.0 and then they changed the name to Cheesy Mite or something, or Cheesy Bite or something. And I kept the jar thinking, well, one day that's going to be worth a fortune. Yeah, so it's still in my cupboard.
It was one of the worst marketing things I think ever.
I think it was genius.
Well, you should take that to the bank and say, maybe put it in a safety deposit box.
Yeah, my
Vegemite
2.0.
thing, and they would take you away to a quiet place and just lie down and relax. Everything will be okay.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Make sure you catch up with the show if you missed anything or if you want to hear anything else. You can go to 2gofm.com.au or download the app. You can hear how Mandy has cheated on her partner.
Mm.
Again?
No, well, don't make me sound like I'm really bad.
Mm. And then also you can find out how Akmal got searched at an airport
once. Oh, you've got to hear that if you missed it. It is really quite confronting.
Well, you know what they say, comedy is tragedy happening to someone else that you don't know. And that's me, it happens to be. And it's very funny. Well, it's very funny.
It's very funny after the fact, but I'm sure at the moment it was happening, you were not laughing.
I'm not laughing now, but if someone else hears it, you know, with the image of me bending over, and I won't go into it.
Okay.
But it's ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
You kind of bent over and went,
hello.
You can find out the whole thing, 2gofm.com.au. No, look, up next we've got...
back memories. They actually, the security guards played that.
Did they?
As they were putting on the gloves.
Oh!
Look, don't go into that many details. Mickey D, he's up next, and he's got tickets to Lionel Richie to give away.
Yes.
As does Bob this afternoon. If you want to go, become a club member, 2gofm.com.au. We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow. 5:30.
Bye-bye.
You're live with 2GO's Mandy and Akmal right now. And you can get live pricing on all home appliances at Domain West Gosford. Now that's where I'm going.